5, Billy Connie in the morning. Of course, we're talking about bracketology this morning. Of course, the NCAA tournament gets underway tonight. And we're so excited because Mike Atkinson is in here from Sierra Strength and Speed, and also Ethan O'Brien, former Wolfpack player, also Harlem Globetrotter, and also now with the Reno Bighorns, working in the front office. He's one of the tie guys now.
You're in trouble. You're the troublemaker over there.
I try to be. But you guys are the troublemaker.
Well, yeah, it is. Actually, us.
Now that you figured that one out.
So this morning we were talking about the NCAA tournament. We've got, we were talking earlier this morning, Mike, we got games getting underway tonight. Now it's about us picking the teams.
Yeah, let's put our money where our mouth is.
All right, let's go.
Let's give the audience what they want. You know, I think it's all about being hot at the right time. We looked at UConn last year. They won the Big East tournament, and then they rolled right into the tournament hot and actually won the national championship. When I look at two teams similar to UConn last year, I see Vanderbilt, who just beat Kentucky in the SEC championship game, and I also see Florida State, who just won the ACC tournament championship by beating Duke and North Carolina in the same weekend.
So Vanderbilt's who you like in this pick?
I like Vanderbilt and Florida State to make it through an upset over Syracuse, the one seed on that region.
Where's Gonzaga, the one that sounds like cheese?
Over here on the right-hand side.
Okay.
Now, Gonzaga, that's my home state, baby.
That's some Northwest love.
That's right, some Northwest love, and you gotta give it up for Gonzaga, who used to be back in the day, they were like on fire.
You know, great program, mid-major, started from a few players, and then they've actually kept that program going really well.
Yeah,
real
for a small college, pretty good.
You know, and that's one of the things we look at, Connie, is the coaching and the experience of that program in the tournament, and Gonzaga's a great one for that.
This is kind of a side note, but if you are a kid right now and you're in high school, and you are, how close are you looking at the NCAA tournament and your decision making? Say you're a junior or you're a senior right now. What does this mean a lot for high school players as well?
Yes, because that's their Super Bowl. I mean, to be able to play in the NCAA tournament. I mean, all kids that are being recruited are going to look at these schools and see if they had a chance to play
and
in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's huge.
Okay.
I mean, you don't want to go to Montana Tech and nobody, you know.
Yeah, and then nothing's going to happen for you.
Essentially, this is their stock. This is where they perform.
Right.
So if this is a good opportunity, if you're a high school player right now and maybe you've got a couple of offers on the table, you know, maybe you're looking at Baylor, maybe you're looking at Gonzaga, you can kind of look at what the coaching style is like, figure out what they do during the tournament, and maybe that could help you with the final decision.
Yeah, absolutely. And those two schools you just named here lately has a history of playing in the NCAA tournament and also doing well in those tournaments. You just don't want to be one of these Cinderellas who go 1 year and then you don't make it again for 10 years. So players look at the history of these teams. Have they gone to the NCAA tournament the last 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, and they base their decision on that also.
All right, Trey, who do you think is going to go all the way?
I have no idea. When I see this many teams, I'm looking for jockeys at this point.
What is the best way to – are you just looking at the number of wins, or do you look at, hey, here's who they have played before and how they played up against them?
Exactly. We have a few measurements. We use the eyeball test, for instance, if we've seen them play, matchups, head-to-head, common opponents. We look at how many NBA players are on the roster, bench depth, their free throw percentage. That's when you're on the free throw line. Games
way too technical for me.
You know,
wow.
We look at all those things. So if we look at the final four teams that have those – all those attributes, I'm going to throw them out right now. I like Florida State, North Carolina, Michigan State, and Kentucky.
And then who do you think could take it all the way? I'm going to start with you, Ethan. Who do you think?
Well, just like I think Kentucky and North Carolina be playing in the national championship. Those guys have they got great inside play. They have size. They have guards, great guards on the perimeter. So I think those two teams will meet in the national championship. My heart would say Kentucky because one of my old Globetrotter teammates is the assistant coach for Kentucky. So
nice.
I wouldn't mind seeing Kentucky cut down the net.
I'm going to say that Wisconsin has a chance because they just failed miserably in baseball and football this year. So they've got like a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah. Oh, you're just trying to suck up to Bill over there. I'm going to say I'm going with Baylor because I like their uniforms. They're pretty. They're flashy.
That's right.
I think the neon is going to work. The strategy is going to work for them.
That's your bracketology.
They're bringing them down with fluorescent. Now, Mike, who do you think is going to go?
You know, I'm going to go with Kentucky as well, beating North Carolina in the championship game 76-71.
Wow. Really? Look at that.
Even has a score out there.
I like that. Low, right. Not a real high-scoring game.
You know, defense wins championships, so we're going to look for a defensive battle in that championship game.
Well, all this basketball, you know, bracketing, it's really just all dribble anyway.
Where's our thing that you were going to bring in? I thought we were going to do hoop it up with them so we could show our awesomeness or
I realized
lack
that
thereof.
We didn't get paid till like Thursday or Friday.
Mike Atkinson from Sierra Strength and Speed, Ethan O'Brien from the Reno Bighorns, Harlem Globetrotters, and everything else, babe. Thank you so much for coming in, and we'll see what happens with the whole bracketology.
Enjoy the madness.
I have a feeling you guys are going to do a lot better than us.